Welcome to episode 313 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but the one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, Donna, and George. We've been stuck in quarantine for most of 2020, just dreaming about when we can travel again. While some of us have found ways to venture out, others are waiting until the pandemic is over, or at least an end is in sight, to make plans. Sandy hasn't even been to Pittsburgh this year. Are you ready to start making plans? Tonight, we're going to look forward to 2021 and talk about what's on the travel horizon. So let's get started. So who here has a trip booked for 2021?
I do.
Yep.
Multiple. Donna does.
Elizabeth, where are you going?
Italy. It was supposed to be a 2020 trip. Now it's 2021. And I have a trip to Ireland planned, and I have a trip to Greece planned. Although that one's the only one that's actually booked is Italy. The other two are still in planning stages.
Sandy?
I don't have it booked yet, but I am looking to put together a group cruise on for Christmas markets next year.
I am too.
We need to talk. I mean, it's for my 25th anniversary and a milestone birthday.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Which milestone?
The big 5-0.
What?
Yeah. But I'm also going to be 50 the same year Disney World is, Walt Disney World. So, you know, I got to do a trip there. But I don't really have anything booked yet. But those are my things that I'm definitely doing.
So, Donna, where are you going in 2021?
Over 4th of July, I've got a cruise to Alaska, and then in September, I've got a cruise of the North Sea.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I also have that a cruise cool. to Bermuda.
Oh, yeah. We all have a cool cruise to Bermuda,
too. How about you, George?
I'm going to Cancun in January, and then Cancun in September, and where am I going? Eastern Caribbean on Royal in October, I think.
Right.
Oh, plus nice. Bermuda. So yeah, it's going to be a busy year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say I actually don't have a cruise booked for 2021, but I do. I have that Bermuda cruise, so never mind.
The family cruise booked for August that was moved from this August, but. It depends on if my husband gets his bonus, and I don't think that's going to happen. So we might be moving that one again.
Well, Elizabeth, I think our Virgin cruise will probably be rescheduled.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes, so, I do think if Virgin Voyages doesn't sail next year, they're never sailing. So yeah, I think.
So I've got that to look forward to, and the Bermuda cruise, and Christmas Market cruise. And other than that, I've got a Disney trip. Probably two Disney trips, possibly three. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to squeeze in something else without having to get divorced. I'm not sure what yet. Probably an all-inclusive.
I just realized as we're talking, because I'm really hoping to earn the President's Circle trip next year, which is a river cruise in November. If that happens, I will be going to Europe four times next year.
I still haven't been there yet.
Well, I'm going for you, apparently.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but yeah, that would be four times. And I don't think there's a single one of those the only way I can get out of any of those trips is, well, one, not to win the President's Circle trip, which would be unfortunate, but the other one would be if something, like if COVID prevents me from going, or if somebody calls off a wedding, or I mean, like, it's like, I'm going. Mm-hmm. The Ireland trip is a group trip. That one's pretty much signed, sealed, and delivered. And so, yeah, four times. Ooh, I'm getting tired just thinking about that. I'm excited.
So, where are your clients going? Who's got clients booking in 2021?
Most of mine are going to the Caribbean for land trips, but I've got a few cruises booked.
I've got
but
most
it's all Caribbean.
Yeah, most of mine are cruises. I do have a Mediterranean cruise booked for clients who've changed from this year. I've got somebody going to Israel who changed from this year. And then, hoping the cruises go. I just, waiting to see when they're coming back, you know?
Yeah.
Because I have people booked January, but then I have a lot of big cruises in the summer. So hopefully this.
So when are you guys thinking cruising is going to come back?
I think I'm optimistic, actually. I'm starting to get optimistic.
I was pessimistic, and I said months ago that it wouldn't be till 2021.
I was saying the same thing, but I do think the recent news indicates that we may see some ships get back in the water in December. Mm-hmm. It won't be all of them, but I think that some of Royal's big ships, I think a couple of Norwegian's big ships, I mean, I think the big boys will start sailing again in December. I'm not sure Disney will. They may be a little bit more cautious, which is weird because the parks are already open. And they're actually, Disney's already canceled through mid-December, so that's kind of not fair for me. I don't think Disney's going to sail till December 16th. Oh, really? Why do you say that? But I don't know if they may try to keep some of their holiday cruises going. They only have a few ships, so they could theoretically do it. But I think we'll see a few ships back on the water in December.
Well, the no sail order is supposed to expire at the end of this month. So
yes,
they're even talking November.
Well, most of the big lines have canceled through November, though, because the problem is at this point, we're recording this in mid-October, they can't get their crews back and retrained in order to sail in November.
In time to sail.
Yeah. So even if they can sail November 1st, which means the CDC has to approve the plan, which is, I mean, that's in the works, so it could happen soon. But once the CDC approves that, then they still probably, most of the big cruise lines say they need about 30 days to get their ships back into the water.
Do you think it's going to be like private island sailings in the beginning?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yes. I do. I just think the ports are too unpredictable right now, and it really just depends on everyone's estate and international regulations. Like right now, mm-hmm. where everything is kind of up in the air until some doors start opening back up. And then it's going to be a matter of how long do those doors have to be open before they'll start sailing to those destinations again.
Yeah.
And I have to wonder too, some of those islands like Labadee, which is on Haiti, or Amber Cove, which is on the Dominican Republic, I'm sort of wondering if they will bring their staff, like places like Castaway Key, there's a staff that always lives there, but not all of them have like full staff that lives there. So I wonder how many will isolate their employees for a period of time before they can actually start interacting with clients because of, you know, so basically quarantine for 14 days. It seems like a logical thing to do. But you know, if they live on these islands where other people are, it's easy enough to isolate them when you just move them over to Castaway Key. There's nothing else there. But if you live in Haiti, then you may still live at home. Well, they're not going to let you do that and interact with clients, I would think.
Yeah, it's probably more dangerous actually for you taking something back to your house, you know, that like asymptomatic.
Yeah. So right now, I mean, just as a little snapshot in time, this is October for us when we're recording this, and I live on the opposite coast as you. What are your, for domestic travel, do you guys have regulations in North Carolina right now and in your states?
We have a mask mandate. There's not a quarantine though, so we can come and go. I just got notice last week that my grandmother's nursing home in Pennsylvania is allowing visitors, and they had a whole, I would say, a list of like 20 states that you couldn't come from unless you quarantined in Pennsylvania for 14 days. Florida was on that list and South Carolina was on the list. So my parents can't go. And when I go to Florida twice in the next month, then I still have to wait another 14 days. So I don't think I will logistically be able to get up there and see her before the end of the year, which is a real bummer. But even when we do, we still can't touch her, hug her, you know, we have to stay 6 feet apart and wear masks and stuff, which is going to suck because she can't hear me normally anyway. So but North Carolina is not considered one of the hot places. So
we're still in
my state's the worst.
Really? The worst?
Well, as far as regulations, so currently there's 35 of the 50 states we can't travel to without quarantining for 14 days after returning. And there's not one country in the world, I don't think, that we can go to that you don't have to quarantine. So, I mean, even you live in Connecticut, if you go to Rhode Island and spend more than 24 hours there, you have to quarantine when you come back. And it's literally the next state over. It's that bad. They're that strict about it right now.
So how do they know, George?
Well, that's the thing. They really don't know. When you fly back in, if you're flying in from one of the restricted states, they actually give you paperwork you have to fill out with where you're going to quarantine and how can we get a hold of you and what's your phone number. And there were some other regulations like that, but it's kind of the honor system. They don't know, but if for some reason you get caught, it's $1,000 fine. Ooh. So, yeah. Wow.
When we went to New York earlier this year, we voluntarily quarantined ourselves. Well, it wasn't voluntary. Technically, it was the rule, but we did it. But we drove in. We went through a million toll booths because that's what you have to do to get to New York. And nobody asked us. We had North Carolina plates. Nobody asked us. You know, it was never a question. Now, we didn't go out and about. So, you know, once we parked at my sister's house, we were there. But we could have gotten in their car and gone somewhere and nobody would have ever known. And so I think the main thing is the air transportation. And it's actually, you know, there's a lot of places that are like that. People talk about the Canadian borders being closed, but they're really technically closed for drivers. You can fly in there. There's still rules. You have to quarantine, but you can fly in. So they're not closed.
Hmm.
I actually have a friend who just went to London to drop his daughter off at school, and he had to quarantine for 2 weeks. So he did. So he stayed for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Two of those were in quarantine at an Airbnb. He had this little hobbit room in London. It was like the tiniest little studio apartment, and he worked and played guitar there for 2 weeks. And then he and his daughter were able to go out and she was quarantining too, but she was quarantining at her school in the dorms in her room. And then after 2 weeks, they were able to go out. So they saw together for about a week before her classes started. So, yeah. So you can go, you just have to follow the rules.
So for Washington State, surprisingly enough, I thought that we would be like the strictest of all the states. We have currently no travel bans, no quarantining. I think people have kind of been self-quarantining. Like when I went to Jamaica with Donna, I mean, we voluntarily took COVID tests and quarantined ourselves I quarantined myself when I came back, but nothing was required, which has surprised me that we're not.
But you still can't drive to Canada, right?
No, Canada borders are closed.
But that's a Canada rule, not a Washington state.
Now, the one exception to that is if you're trying to get to Alaska. But that's very restrictive, and people have been getting nailed sightseeing because they say, oh, we're driving, we have to get our car to Alaska. But then they get caught in tourist destinations and they get these massive fines and they get in trouble. So, and they have been pretty adamant at turning people in. Like there was a guy recently who he said he just stopped at a rest area. But the place where you'd spent the night, the inn owner, like those nice Canadians are like, we gotta protect everybody. There's an American looking out of the overpass right now. Or the station, and they went and they got him. So I shouldn't laugh about that because it probably wasn't very funny for the guy involved because I think he got a massive fine. I think it was like $5,000 or $10,000. It was like a crazy amount of money.
Oh my god.
Wow. And I think he's banned for, I don't know, I have to look up that article, but they've been very strict about catching people because there are people who just think I can just do what I want, and you can't.
That sounds like Hawaii did that. Hawaii was like, oh, you think you're gonna go out to eat tonight? No.
The front desk lady's like, yeah. Surgeon General. Aloha.
The U.S. Surgeon General got fined for being in a park in Hawaii taking pictures.
You know, if you think somebody could follow the rules.
Well, to me, it sounded like he was kind of just like there. I think he was there on business or something and just stopped to take some pictures and got in trouble for it. So it was kind of, to me, it seemed kind of innocent,
that island would be devastated. Absolutely. Massive outbreak in Hawaii would be catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, when, you know, and I, like the same as for the rest of the French Polynesia, for the South, all those islands have to take things. So they may seem a little too strict, and it might not be fair, and it was just one picture, but these are people's lives.
And, yeah.
I live on a small island, and it's a pain in the neck, but for me to get to the doctor, I can't imagine if everybody, you know, if there was an outbreak here, it would spread like wildfire.
Mm-hmm. True, true.
Yet, I do have people booked for Hawaii next year.
Yeah. I do too, in March.
Yep. Yep.
Well, and first.
Well, they've changed the regulations there. Now, if you have, you can fly in and avoid the quarantine.
Yes,
if you
but
have
that's
a negative
still kind
test.
Of challenging to do. Yeah,
but it is very recent,
very challenging
though.
To do.
You also have to test when you get there, and I don't think you get to pick where you get testing, because I've heard the first reports I heard about the testing was that it's going to be about $150 to get the test when you're there. But most people want to go to Hawaii so bad that that's not really that big of an inconvenience. You're gonna go, you're gonna follow the rules, and if you want to have a good time and respect the place that you're visiting, as you should always do. And I don't know, I'll take one for the team. I'll go to Hawaii and check it out for you guys.
Thank you.
I will say that I would not have gone to Hawaii under the quarantine. I mean, you know, if you're gonna go to Hawaii and spend 2 weeks in a hotel room, yes, it is very nice to look out the window and see the beach, but that's not what I go to Hawaii for. So
I want to be on the
beach. Even if I lived as close as you do, Lindsay, that's not the way to do it. But yeah, now take a COVID test. Yeah. I mean, it's probably better for everybody that I do anyway. So that's
I'm going to take a COVID test to travel domestically. Like I know that's a luxury. It's not an option for everybody. I hopefully will reach a point where this either will have a vaccine or testing will be much more readily available for people so that they can do this. But I think it's the best way to know that I'm not gonna stay top with COVID.
Yeah. Well, interesting little factoid about the testing. We did the test through the health department, the county health department. And they took our insurance information, but never submitted it to our insurance. So it was basically free.
The one I've taken two tests at CVS Minute Clinic, and they were both free. They did take my insurance information, but they were free. Yeah. But they didn't. One of them did come back within 24 hours. That was the second one, but they told me it could be longer. So I don't know that I could have. I probably wouldn't have done that if I had to travel within 2 days and have, you know, like I would have wanted something definitely coming back sooner. But yeah.
So let's talk about, like, internationally, where can everyone travel right now? I know we've got Mexico, we've got Jamaica, Aruba.
We have a friend going to Croatia.
Croatia.
American.
Although Croatia, actually, we're recording this mid-October. It could, in the next few days, Croatia could close
it could
down.
Change.
Yeah, because they've had a big outbreak.
Okay, so as of well, Mexico. I have some clients going to Mexico next week, and as of right now, you can still go with, and you don't take a test. You do like that screening at the airport. So, you know, hopefully that will be okay. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what they think when they come back, how the resort was and stuff.
So,
I heard that Greece was open.
I found an article that said Albania, as of October 5th, Albania, Anguilla, Antigua, and Barbuda, which is news to me because I thought Antigua was Armenia, Aruba, Bahamas? This can't be right. Do not travel. Level 4. Barbados is reconsider travel. I don't know, and this is one of those things that's going to change. It didn't Colombia announce recently that they were going to open back up for tourism, or not Costa Rica?
Yes, Costa Rica is open.
Costa Rica,
yes, is opening. Yeah, by the time this airs, it should be open to most. I think it opens to everyone by November 1st.
I posted an article in the show notes that it's an updated CNN article that has a bunch of countries listed there if you want to go through. A lot of them do have a 14-day quarantine, but Americans can go there. So
And then, of course, I would always go to each of the original countries' tourism sites to find the most updated information anyway, mm-hmm. because of the one I just looked at, there are several on there that I know for a fact you can't go right now. So,
mm-hmm. Luckily, never mind that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never mind that one.
Just use your local travel agent and yeah. they will check for you.
But that said, even your local travel agent can't predict some of the things that change. So that's correct. Like Croatia was wide open. Like mm-hmm. everybody could go there. Everybody's like, oh, you can go to Croatia. That would be great. And then, yeah, then they have an outbreak and it shuts down again. So you can't, that is, I think, the biggest thing about responsible travel at this time is understanding when you book that it may not go as planned and understanding when you book that you may need to follow rules that you're not necessarily happy with. Yeah. Especially mask wearing. So if you want to travel in 2021, you need to be prepared to wear a mask. I'm just going to say that. You're going to have to wear a mask probably for some portion of your trip, most likely on the airplane, at the very least. And I think that will carry through most of 2021 or until there's a really widespread vaccine, which I still think is going to be through most of 2021.
And also, I think it's safe to say in 2021, I personally will be looking at destinations like in July when we went to Jamaica, going to places where they do have a handle on things, where there is a process in place, mm-hmm. where safety concerns are being met, and where I will not be putting anybody else at risk. So this is not going to be the year I'm going to go discover some off the beaten path town. Mm-hmm, yeah. So, this is going to be the year of safer mm-hmm. travel for me, for sure.
Meet all the village elders.
Meet all the village yeah. elders. Yeah. You know, that's not the travel we're doing this year.
Yeah. And I think it is definitely a year to focus on travel where you do kind of want to stay in one place. Look for yeah. a beautiful view. And, you know, if you want to go see all the monuments in Italy, this is probably yeah. not going to be the year to do it.
Yeah. But this is the year for the all-inclusive, guys. This is yep. the year to find your favorite all-inclusive resorts.
Yeah.
Sit on your butt in a lounge chair and read a bunch of good books. Yeah,
well, I think domestically beaches were really popular this year. People were renting beach houses and just parking themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Around here, at least.
Yeah. Camping is really big as well. You know, that sort of private yeah, ability outside, to have your own. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm actually working on a trip for somebody for Utah at Thanksgiving. Three RVs for the whole family is going to do Thanksgiving in Utah in RVs. So, yeah. Yep.
Sounds like fun.
So to you.
Do you think, I know you were just there, Elizabeth, do you think theme parks, and Donna too, do you think theme parks are a good option right now? I've been on both sides of the fence about this since this whole thing started, and I have two trips in the works for a theme park. So.
Yes, I do. With all the regulations and everything, and they are being extremely careful to make sure that everybody has a good experience, but also doing the social distancing and the mask wearing, and it has to be worn properly. Mm-hmm. And they're not taking any guff about it. You know, that if you harass a cast member or an employee, then you know what? You're gone.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, and buts.
And there's Instagram posts to prove it. Yeah. I do think that I say yes, but with reservations. If you've never been to one of these theme parks before, Universal or Disney,
now's not the time.
I don't think it's an ideal time to go. I think that if you like to go to theme parks because you enjoy the atmosphere and you like the people watching, then you will still have a good time. I tend to go to theme parks for the atmosphere and for the food. And I am, you know, I went and I'm going to go back. Will I go as many times as I might have in previous years? Maybe not. Because I just think, I mean, the lines are really long because of social distancing and because there's no fast passes. Universal is different. Sorry, I'm speaking of Disney parks, and Universal does have fast pass systems. So I probably would actually go to Universal a little bit faster than I would go. And it is one of the only places you can see live entertainment right now. So I'm all about that. So there are good reasons to go. Just know that it's not your like dream theme park experience. It has some compromises that those of us who go all the time are willing to make, but if you are not a frequent theme park visitor, I might focus on an all-inclusive next year instead.
That's definitely something that I've mentioned to all of my clients who were thinking about going for the first time. This is not, I mean, it's not the very first Disney experience you want your kids to have, I don't think. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's biased because we've been so many times, but I think that there's a little bit, I mean, and they are, from what I've seen, they're doing above and beyond to make everything magical and wonderful. And but if you are anti-people and Disney's not something that would normally be on your radar, I do have...
I do think that I still, and Donna may disagree with me on this, but I was also there a month after Donna where the crowd started picking up. And I think that actually it could be bad for people. I mean, if you really don't want to be around people, it's there's still people there. It's still a lot of people. It's not as many people as, you know, to me, it was like being there when I normally would go to Disney or maybe a little bit more busy. Because I try to go in very low seasons. So I don't know. I mean, when it rained, everybody piled, all social distancing was gone. It's like either I'm dry or I'm socially distant. So I choose to be dry. And so you had no choice because you're under there trying to stay dry. So either you go get wet or you're 2 inches away from your neighbor. So there's times where you don't have control. And, you know, for us as a family, when we go back, there probably will be times where we come back. If it gets too crowded, we're going to come back to the room and we're going to hang out in our room. We have a really nice room. This is a good time to upgrade your resort. Yeah. A really good time to do it because you'll spend a lot more time there, whether you want to or not. Even if you're in the park from opening to closing, that's much later than it usually is and much earlier than it usually is. So you're going
to, although, you know, they are starting to extend the hours. I think they're upping the crowd level a little bit and there's not as many places to spread the crowd out because they're not doing as many shows and things like that. So that's the problem. That's why I really don't see how they can. I mean, there's a limit to how much they can let the crowds in if they're socially distancing in the lines and there's, you know.
And they're not going to open more attractions or more things to occupy bodies because you didn't never realize before how many bodies were taken up by those shows.
I was there on weekends when the parks were at capacity and they, I mean, capacity is reduced. It's like 30% or something like that, but it still felt really crowded. And those are the days that they're increasing. The first days that they started increasing hours were Saturdays and Sundays. That is when, because everybody in Florida is coming to the parks. So, you know, for me, I would rather, we actually may not even go into the park very much on Saturday when we're there now. And if we can get everything that we want done at Hollywood Studios on Thursday, we'll go in to make a lightsaber, to do our ogas and to eat. And then we'll leave. We won't do any of the attractions because of the number of people.
Just the people.
Yeah.
So you had on here like New York to London flights coming back before the holidays?
Yeah, I just started hearing that in the news this week. They're talking about it.
Wow.
That's like getting life.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the EU is going to let you in.
You can pretty much go anywhere in Europe. So is that a back door? Is that like, what are they doing here?
I don't know, because, you know, I'm also seeing in the news several countries in Europe are experiencing a bit of a surge right now. So, or their second wave, I guess. So I don't know. I don't know if it's that people are kind of getting fatigued and they're just kind of dropping their guard a little bit. I don't know. I guess we're going to see. But
I think we're all seeing that on our local, our little local micro spectrums or whatever. We're all seeing people kind of being a little more lax, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely see it when I go to Costco. I mean, there's no effort at all into social distancing at my local Costco's.
Yeah.
Can you talk more about this? Because I didn't realize do you mean more London flights? Because you can go to London right now. I mean, there are flights. I've seen people do it. It's totally possible. You just mean more flights are coming back?
This is what the news said. So I can Google it real quick. Yeah, I'm trying to think of where I saw it.
Because that seems to be that there's this huge misconception. They're like, well, why didn't my... Because so if you want your money back for a flight, it has to cancel, right? And people are wondering why their flight isn't canceling, because they're not allowed to go. It's like, but people are still going. You can go. You just have to quarantine. Like, there's lots of places you can go. You just have to quarantine. And London is one of those places. You can be there and quarantine for 2 weeks. I have a friend who just moved to Edinburgh, and then he had to quarantine for 2 weeks when he got there, and then now he's roaming about the city. So he flew there. You know, he didn't walk. He took an airplane. So, you know, I'm just curious. I can understand that there's definitely been a cutback in the schedules, but it's interesting to hear someone.
It's a Wall Street Journal article from the 11th, October 11th. U.S. COVID testing plan aims to open New York to London travel by the holidays. And I need a membership to read the article.
Thank you, Wall Street Journal.
So, you know, that's all I know.
Okay.
If any of our listeners have a subscription to the Wall Street Journal and...
Let us know what the rest of the articles.
Yeah, because I am, the context of that is really interesting, because I actually think I think my friend might have taken the nonstop RDU to Heathrow, which is still flying. So
right,
whatever.
So it looks like they're going to require you to take a test on both ends, so that they can dramatically reduce the quarantine time to 24 hours.
Okay.
If we could do that and open up travel again, I would sign up for that every time.
Well, clearly one of us is smart enough to have a subscription to the Wall Street Journal.
Hey, I have three other newspaper subscriptions. I just don't have that one.
I just know enough to click the X in the corner when it tells me I need a subscription and it goes away.
God, that's some shade, George.
That only works for when you don't read very many Wall Street Journal articles. So now we know the real truth. We're
really showing ourselves now. So with that, I mean, if London opens up, I mean, that's pretty much UK opened up.
Pretty much.
Right. There's a difference for sure.
Because let's remember, the Great Britain, the United Kingdom, is not necessarily part of the EU anymore. So, but I do think that you know, the key word there is testing. So I think that's probably what we're just going to see, is that rather than keep these quarantines going, because it's crippling the economy. I mean, I don't care what side of the political fence you fall on. We all understand that it's crippling the economy. Yeah. And so you have to... then say, well, how are we going to fix this? And you can't just wish it away. So really the only thing to do is test. And it's only fair to do that testing before, you know, you don't want to test somebody and have them fly all the way across the ocean to find out that they were negative, that they were positive, and they have to fly back. You got to find a way to test them before they go in a way that's meaningful. Because as we all know, you can test on Monday and you can have it on Thursday. You know, you have to do it correctly. So yeah.
And those rapid tests need to be more accurate.
More accurate, yeah. And I think as accuracy increases, we're going to see a little bit more freedom coming. And I mean, just think about this, like just a few months ago, the idea that you would be able to go to Hawaii or go anywhere and have a test when you get there would have been just ridiculous, because it was so hard for people to even get a test just a few short months ago.
Yeah.
So.
Well, now what I find interesting is Lufthansa is still running in Europe, and they're actually providing a test as part of their flight service.
Okay.
However, in the United States, several of the airlines have talked about doing it, but charging $250 per person in order to do
because
it.
Because we're a capitalist society.
Yes.
Everything has to be profit.
Well, I mean, a lot of Europe is capitalist as well. I think, too, it's, I mean, how we price our air, it's all that stuff. So how desperately you want to travel, all that stuff.
I don't know. I think I would probably, I'd pay something. I don't know that I'd pay $250. I think I might go somewhere else.
Well, but then the question is, do you have that option? Do you have to be tested by the airline? Then they have a monopoly. Have yeah, exactly. So it just becomes part of the cost of your ticket.
Ouch. That's expensive.
cheery thoughts. But I do think, I mean, I think that that travel is something that has to come back. And so to me, this the whole like we won't be able to travel again until 2022. That's true if you really are a leisure traveler who really only travels because it's a nice thing to do. But for those of us who are passionate about it, where it, you know, it moves you and that's really what you're, you know, what you build your life around. And also for business and, you know, there's just so many aspects of
visiting relatives. I mean,
it needs to come back.
I couldn't do it. I could not look out at 2021 and just see that long stretch of months and just not go anywhere. I know.
Well, maybe that is why I have 4 trips to Europe planned, because one of those is going to happen, you know?
That's the thing is, I feel like you, Elizabeth, I feel like I'm throwing darts at a dartboard. Yep. I'm just going to book as many trips, and then we're just going to see mathematically what turns out. I think I'm at 12 canceled trips right now, so let's just keep this going. I mean, I got one I did, and
you know, that Disney trip in September, that has been on the books since last September. So that's something where there was a lot to say for making a plan and having it stick, because that had not happened.
And look at, I mean, you guys did all the precautions and you followed all the rules and none of you got sick, right?
And none of us got sick. And my whole family, you know, actually my husband just had a COVID test because he had a really bad allergy reaction and he was nervous, understandably so. And even the doctor was like, it's allergies, but if it would make you feel better, definitely go get a test. And he got it and he was confirmed negative. So even if I did pick up something at Disney that I didn't realize I got asymptomatically, he has now officially tested negative. Asymptomatic or not, he's tested negative. So, and Disney has not had big outbreaks. Universal has been open even longer than Disney and has not had outbreaks. And that's all the Disney parks. Universal, there's only one park open because California, bless their hearts, will not let them open, but theme parks have been operating at reduced capacity with precautions and have been doing a great job. Airlines, IATA put out some numbers that said something like you have a 1 in 27 million chance of getting sick. Yeah, based on the number of travelers they've had and the number of cases. So
I want one of those electrostatic cleaners. That's what I want to just have a robot go through my house.
Yeah.
And for the record, you know, a few months ago we recorded a podcast and I talked about how the airlines were talking about cleaning their planes. And I said, basically, these planes are going to be so clean that you can get on and lick the seat and you won't get sick. And now everybody's like, wow, this airplane's really clean. I'm like, I told you.
we flew JetBlue the first day they put their robots into use. And like they announced it and they showed the thing that went up with the arms and went up and down the, I think they use UV. I'm not sure what they use. It's either UV or the electrostatic, but they showed the whole video of that. And I was just so enthralled with that. And my husband even said, this is probably like the cleanest you're ever going to be on a plane. Like this is, hopefully we can maintain this level of cleanliness with the hotels and the airlines going forward. I mean, this is like we talked about before, the silver lining to come out of this is if we can keep a couple things, if we can keep the way they clean things, if we can keep like how they now board the plane from the back to the front and how they deboard the plane in an orderly fashion on some airlines, I want to keep all that.
And how nobody jumps up to run to the front of the line to get onto the plane. Yeah. It's so lovely. Yeah. So lovely.
So, lovely. But I don't know. With that, George, do you got anything else to say you want to add?
Nope. I just can't wait to get some sun and fun.
Yes. Amen. I can't wait for you to go. You deserve it.
Me
you haven't
too.
Taken a single trip this year, have you?
No, I was in Secrets last November. That was the last trip I've done.
Ooh.
So, it's been a long, long year.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to getting down there and visiting a new resort and doing lots of room tours and videos for the channel.
Excellent. And the thought is that you think Connecticut will let you like go back to work when you get back by January, right?
No. No, really? I'm going to have to quarantine. Yeah.
You're sure?
I'm pretty sure unless they can get their case numbers down to, it's a ridiculous number. It's like less than 10%. is what they need. I don't see Mexico ever getting down that low, not and for a while. So
not
no,
unless I'm they just stop planning. Reporting numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. And this one, it's up to the CDC. So anybody that's a 3, I think, or higher, we have to quarantine, which is, you know, Greenland's okay in New Zealand, but outside of that, yeah, you're quarantining. So nope.
I will say New Zealand is probably not letting Americans in until 2022.
No, they're probably keeping after everybody else is letting us in. New Zealand's going to be like looking both ways.
Yeah. So I may just get the test done when I get back, and that gets me off the hook. So.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that article about how New Zealand has gotten it so under control that they track the last two outbreaks down to a button on an elevator? And a trash can lid.
Wow. Like,
can you even imagine?
Well, they are an itty bitty country, so that helps.
I mean, they're small, but they're not that small. We should be able to. This is something for us to aspire to.
Yeah.
Modern technology.
They do have a woman in charge. Yes. Sorry, George.
Wow, yeah. Guys. On that controversial note, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.